Called to order a special meeting of the Alaska City Council is called to order at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. I'll ask Councilman Luby to read the mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Okay, thank you. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell. Ms. Coleman.
Here.
Ms. Luby.
Here.
Mr. Nicholson.
Here.
Mr. Longo.
Here.
Mr. Tungle.
Here.
Mr. Turekoff.
Here. Thank you. A quorum has been established. Please join us as we do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Welcome all those that are participating in the chambers this evening, those that are on telephone or Zoom. Welcome. Glad you're here. I'd like to recognize a special guest, Jeff Glazer from GCI, sitting in the seats there. Welcome. The next item is the adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, seconded by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objection, the agenda will be adopted. The agenda is adopted. This next item is the community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name.
Okay, let me try that again. I'm Karen Kresh representing PCR tonight, and I just have some updates about community events that we've got coming up. First of all, of course, there's the 4th of July parade that'll be happening on Thursday at noon. We'll parade down Broadway and finish up at Eagles View Elementary, and I hope that all of you can join us to celebrate Independence Day. It will also be live broadcast by KUCB, so if you can't come and join the fun, you can listen on the radio or online. And we also have Heart of the Illusions coming in August, and vendor registration just opened up. So if your business or your organization would like to host a booth at our Heart of the Illusions Festival, then now's the time to register. You can call the Community Center at 581-1297, and we'd love to get you registered. The Ballyhoo Run will be July 20th at 6 p.m. So if you're interested in running at Ballyhoo, then you can join us for that. Again, that's July 20th, Saturday at 6. And at the Aquatic Center, there will be a dive-in movie night this Friday. They're showing Inside Out. You can bring your floaties and join for a fun event with your family, watching a movie in the pool. They also have a community swim meet that will be the next Friday, July 12th at 6 o'clock. And of course, at the library, we have our summer reading program happening right now, and we have prizes for readers of all ages. So I encourage all of you to come to the library and find a good book and earn some cool prizes, set a good example for youth in our community by reading over the summer. And those are your PCR updates. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else present wish to speak? Okay.
So after the parade on the 4th of July, the Unalaska Senior Citizens are sponsoring the festivities on the 4th of July from 1 to 4. So hopefully the weather is good and it won't be too rainy, but anyway, with the help of PCR and Resolve, we hope to have a good afternoon. So please come join us. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Great.
Mayor, I'd like to speak to you on behalf of CVB. My attachment doesn't work. They requested to announce their July schedule of events. So on the 4th, they are closed for the holiday. And on July 7th, Hanseatic Spirit will arrive at 7 a.m. and depart at 4:30 p.m. On the 15th, Roald Amundsen will arrive at 11 a.m. and depart at 7 p.m. And they will have a car wash fundraiser date to be determined as of this time, but it will be at 10 a.m. until 4. And again, on the 25th, Roald Amundsen will arrive at 11 a.m. and will depart at 7 p.m.
Okay, thank you. City Clerk, are there any written comments submitted by Zoom or on the phone?
No, sir, that's the only comment.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Next item is a public comment on agenda items. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda if they do not want to wait until the item comes up for a regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with City Clerk. Please come to the podium, state your name. City Clerk, are there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No, sir. No written comments, and no one in Zoom indicated that they wanted to.
Okay, thank you. The regular agenda, item 8. We're now on the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up with the City Clerk. They have 3 minutes. Time limit per person. First item A, 8A, resolution 2024-30 is in support of a harbor facility grant application to the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities in the amount of $5 million for the Robert Storrs Harbor A and B float replacement project. We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-30.
I move to adopt resolution 2024-30.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungo, second by Councilman Nicholson. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager to assistant manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So as set out in your packet, resolution 30 is a resolution of support for the city's application to the State Harbor Facility Grant Program. Council's approval of this resolution is required for our application package to be complete. If successful, the grant funding will be used for the Storrs Harbor A and B float replacement project, which was adopted via the CMMP. Council has already appropriated funding, including the required matching funds for this grant. Once complete, the harbor will accommodate all of our current users, as well as all of the vessels that are on the waiting list, with an additional 42 slips and year-round utility services. Staff does not recommend postponing this project or our grant application, as this facility is in dire need of upgrade, and we might be forced to discontinue some of our services or close sections of the harbor that are failing. And staff recommends adoption.
Okay, thank you. This time we'll have council member discussion. Any questions or comments? Councilman Tungel.
Yeah, this been we're waiting for a long time on this one. I think we pushed this too many times for different years, moving it back, which in, it is in its lifetime is well overdue. It's pretty bad shape. I'll be supporting this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tucker. Anyone else? Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. What's the timeline on this for the Harbor Grants Fund? When's this due? When do we think that what are they our state reps will make their is this so this is for the next operating the fiscal budget?
The application is due August 9th. I'll ask Peggy to come up to answer if she has any more detail about when the awards are made and where we're at in the project.
So the timing of how this works is applications are due August 9th. The decision projects that are potentially awarded will be notified by October, mid-October. And then it goes forward in the next budget. So in February, we would be there advocating this time for the Harbor Matching Grant Program on behalf of Bobby Stores.
So if we are awarded this, could you actually do construction that summer? Would be a summer schedule. Do that?
Yes.
So it's all laid out. We're just ready to go. We just need we're looking for additional funds.
We are near ready to go. We still have, we just awarded P&D the design to get it up to the point where we can do the design bid process. Once we have the notification of this, and we'll know what to do, whether we can put it out to bid or not, or we're going to have to look at council for additional funds.
Right. And so I just want to make a comment that this definitely has been on, this has been ongoing for quite a while. In fact, Bobby Stores, we need a place for small boats. We just don't have that. That place has fallen apart. And I know that they've been putting a lot of money into just trying to keep it going. I think this council might have to be making a decision on whether, if we don't get the funds, what to do, because pushing it off and pushing off, it's not helping. So,
correct.
We either need to just buck it up and, find the funds to just do it ourselves, or try to fix what's there. So I think we'll find ourselves. I hate to keep pushing it off and keeping it in the state that it's in. So thank you for that. I do hope it goes through. I guess we'll just wait and see, but it'd be nice to see something. So regardless of funding, you think that if council approves, we could still actually do some construction in 2025 for that?
Correct. So the contract has just been in legal review, and they'll begin the permitting process. I think some of that's already started. That groundwork has already started going, knowing that council had approved the contract, even though we don't have ink on it yet. So the permitting process has already started. We have a lot of the preliminary work for that, including the geotech work.
Mm-hmm.
So that should not, and there's also permits in place with other projects that we can kind of piggyback on. So that would typically be the long lead time on that. The long lead on this is not going to be the design.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone further comments from the council? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I agree. This is a long time in coming as well. We've actually been talking about this since the 90s. It's been a long time, way before we even talked about Carly Moses. So, and even if we don't get this grant, I would, be pushing to try to find funding to go ahead and do it. Cause it is it's needed. The community members have nothing, no place to park their boats, and they all like to go fishing. And with the cost of food these days, a lot of people supplement their diets with, fresh fish. So, it would be a good thing. And I would hope also that we could get it moving next year. That would be great during this building season. So thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments? Thanks. Let's see. City clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
I'll restate the motion to adopt resolution 2024-30. In support of Harbor Facility Grant application to the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities in the amount of $5 million for the Robert Storrs Harbor A and B Float Replacement Project. I'll request a roll call vote.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you. Roll call vote of five yeses, zero nays. With this vote, the council has adopted Resolution 2024-30. Next item is Resolution 2024-31, authorizing the city manager to enter into agreement with Aleutian General LLC to construct the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Extension Project in the amount of $5,508,439. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2024-31?
I make a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-31.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, seconded by Councilman Longo. I'll turn this over to the Assistant City Manager for introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So Resolution 31 authorizes the City Manager to enter into an agreement with Aleutian General, LLC, to construct the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Extension Project for a bit more than $5.5 million. Council's taken various actions on this project over the last several years, accepting grant funding, awarding the project design contract, adopting the project via the CMMP, and appropriating funding from the 1% sales tax revenue fund. When completed, this project to extend the water line on Captain's Bay Road provides numerous benefits, which are laid out in the packet. Our Public Works Department issued the bid documents, held a pre-bid meeting with the contractors, and evaluated the one bid received from Aleutian General. The city has a good relationship with this contractor who has successfully completed numerous projects for the city. With the funding in place, we're ready to proceed, and staff recommends adoption.
Okay, thank you. Council discussion, anyone questions or comments? Councilman Coleman.
So since we have local, we'll be able to start this pretty much immediately, or what's the construction schedule like on this one?
So immediately would be ordering materials and starting immobilization. So we don't have any anticipation at all that it would be completed this construction season. It's going to go into next year.
Okay.
If you want more detail on that, I can ask our public works director to come up and, but I know we have discussed and they don't anticipate that construction will be completed this year. This calendar year.
Do you know, is there a schedule? Do we know like how far down they go or what the anticipated?
I'm going to have Scott Brown come up. And whether I don't know if they've come up with a project timeline just yet.
Okay, thank you.
Here's Scott.
Mr. Mayor, Councilman Coleman, can you restate the question, please?
Yeah, I was just curious on the scheduling on this. It was being told by our...
We don't actually have a schedule yet from them, but what I can tell you is once construction does start, the big push is that we need to get the materials ordered now. The goal is, and just speaking and hearing what's going on, they're already starting to get their personnel and people in play, and then they're excited to get this portion of it done so we can actually start getting the supplies ordered. Once they do actually start construction, they have 120 days to complete construction. So that's the schedule as far as we know. But we haven't got, you know, how long it's going to take to get the supplies. We know there's a little bit of lead time there. I know the goal is that we're hoping to get everything completed during this construction cycle. That's what we're hoping for.
Right.
We need a little help from the weather and some things in November. But that's what our intentions are that we're moving forward on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. Thanks. Councilman Coleman, anyone else? Comments, questions? Okay. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion, Resolution 2024-31, authorizing the City Manager to enter into an agreement with Aleutian General LLC to construct the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Extension Project in the amount of $5,508,439. I request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Thank you. With the results of five yes, and 0 nay. With this vote, the council has adopted resolution 2024-31. Next item, 8C, resolution 2024-32, authorizing the city manager to enter into a 5-year master service agreement with GCI Communication Corporation for the dedicated internet services. I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-32.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-32.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to the Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution will authorize the City Manager to enter into a 5-year agreement with GCI for the provision of dedicated internet service. There were 2 bids received, and GCI's bid was the lowest cost for a multiple-year contract, with a significant increase in bandwidth. Our current agreement with GCI expires September 30th and is for 45 megabits per second. The new service is 80. The increased bandwidth and service quality will allow us to accommodate the increasing demands both internally and externally for services that rely on quality high-speed internet, including remote access, online collaboration, cloud hosting, and a multitude of other online services. More and more of what we do each day requires quality internet. The service also includes a redundant backup that we requested. So if the fiber line was disabled or cut for some reason, we do have the backup with the Starlink, the low Earth orbit satellites. The contract is also within the budget amount that you all appropriated for FY25. So that's always a good thing. And we've had really good experience with GCI over the last year and haven't had any service issues. And we recommend adoption.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, we'll have council discussion. Any comments or questions regarding resolution 2024-32? Not hearing none. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion. Resolution 2024-32, authorizing the City Manager to enter into a 5-year master service agreement with GCI Communication Corporation for the dedicated internet services. I request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
With this vote, the council has adopted resolution 2024-32 on a roll call vote of 5 yes, 0 nays. Next item 9, council directives to the city manager. If there are any directives, they need a motion, second, and a roll call vote. Okay. Item number 10, community input and announcements. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements. A 3-minute time limit applies. Are there any further announcements?
I had one, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
So this meeting tonight takes place of our regularly scheduled July 9th meeting. So no meeting July 9th. Our next meeting isn't scheduled to July 23rd. Just wanted to remind folks.
Okay, thank you. I'll be sending out a written travel report that I just finished up over the weekend with Senator Murkowski, Senator Sullivan, and Congresswoman Peltola in King Salmon. I will say it was a very, very important discussion on fisheries and NOAA, Secretary of Commerce, State of Alaska, representatives and senators were in attendance. The main discussion was the Russian and Chinese influx of fish into the United States and Europe. The G7 has put out a statement I believe it was Friday, stating that they will support the efforts of our delegation to no longer allow harvested seafoods and utilizing the name Alaska fish from Russia or China. And that's a great support for our industry. We had approximately 10 cannery operators from Alaska and the lower 48. They were either on Zoom or present at the meeting. What's happening is if the bills that have been introduced to shut down the Bering Sea for trawling does take effect, it not only affects Alaska, but affects Oregon, Washington, Texas, Louisiana, and Maine ports on the East Coast. So this is very important that we continue to monitor. I'm happy to say that we do have support now, seems to be turning in our favor after this meeting, two-day meeting. Congresswoman Peltola has agreed to come into Alaska. She was here as a young intern for Carl Moses when he was the House representative for our area. She hasn't been here since. I told her she needs to come to Alaska, see the industry, see the people, see what the Alaska community needs to have happen, and that is to continue our fish but protect our Bering Sea from being loss of fish. We've scheduled another meeting. At this time, they're putting together an agenda for that meeting, and once I know for sure when that's going to be, it'll be in August. Hopefully, Bill will be available to attend that one also. So we'll keep the community and the council informed of anything that might go sideways. We're hoping that it all go well. So I'll be getting out a written report to the council in the next couple of days. Okay. That's all I've got. Any further announcements or comments from Zoom or on the telephone?
No, sir. No one indicated that they would like to make a comment.
Okay, thank you. This time, having completed items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 6:29 p.m. Still got time to go fishing.